For the Purpose Critique Review, Positive Vibes and Education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's Madonna Uniquities number 30, and we are in the process of starting to review the new music that she's putting out. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerd.
And this is Jersey Mike, the junior nerd, and you know what this one number reminds me of? A young lady getting out of her 20s into the 30s. Some take it well. Some take it where they want their cry rag because I'm getting older, it's over. Nah, it's not over, it's just getting better.
So here it is, we're going to play it. Here is I Rise from May 3rd was the release date of the second single.
I'm going through it, yeah, I know you see the tragic in it. Just hold on to the little bit of magic in it. I can't break down now, I can't take that now. Died a thousand times, managed to survive. I can't break down now, I can't take that.
Madonna, I Rise. So what do you think of it?
I think we have to play that again.
Shall we?
Yes, I think that's worthy of playing that again because just the way that song comes about, we have to rise.
Let's do it again. Like the old F, for me, it was Z100, KKRZ in Portland. It's like the first time when David Lee Roth released California Girls. They had one of the executives down there from, I think it was Warner Records, and they played it once, and they're like, all right, so tell us about that. And they talk about it. Hey, you know what? Let's play it again. Play it again. Here it is. Madonna, I Rise.
I'm going through it, yeah, I know you see the tragic in it. Just hold on to the little bit of magic in it. I can't break down now. I can't take that now. Died a thousand times. Managed to survive. going through it. Yeah, I know you see the tragic in it. Just hold on to the little bit of magic in it. Unless you love them too. Cause I'm going through it. Yeah, I know you see the tragic in it. Just hold on to the little bit of magic in it. I can't break down now. I can't take that.
Like sinking your teeth into like just a good zone out.
Yeah, I mean it's
looking into the abyss.
The track is 3:41. I could use a 3-minute version of that on the radio because there's so much more into it than you listen to it again and again and again.
But I want to see the master mix for that when they chop that to 5, 6, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you know there's going to be a dance mix like the '80s. So can I tell you? I definitely think
Once you know the way YouTube is these days, that there's armchair DJs, I'm going to call them, that they will immediately take a song and put a backbeat to it of some kind. But it's almost, to me, in my opinion, it's always the same one they do over and over again.
I watched 90210 today from 9040 episode, okay, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And they said terrorism and did it like it's nothing. And I had to stop and look what year it came out because 2001 was, you know, the tragedy 9/11. And it's just weird. But going like to this, this is just like you feel like you just got your driver's license.
Yeah.
You're getting out of the house. You're got to go to work. But this is what you want to listen to before work and after your ride home.
And during work, yes. If you can, or lunch break.
Yeah, but if you can't, you just listen to that ride home and like you just zone out, or you sit in a car because you don't want to go into your parents' house right away, and you listen to this once or twice, then you've mellowed out.
I'd hope they do put a long version of it out, as you mentioned, because at the end of it there where it feels like, I rise. I don't know, it's like what I described while we're in the background talking. So it reminds me of Peter Frampton on the guitar with his talk box. That's what it reminds me a little bit at the end there.
Really?
I'd like to hear more about that.
Really cool.
So there's going to be a total of 4 singles that she's going to be what they call the teasers that she releases before the June 14th album. So next one is going to be May 17th. It's going to be a song called Future. And then on June 7th, we're going to have a song called Dark Ballet.
Nice.
This is, I mean, again, and I was looking at some of the comments. A lot of people, I jotted one down, and I can agree with. My childhood is suddenly coming back. Woohoo. This is just,
it's our time for our ice cream sundae, kids.
It's our time again. So, over the last May 1st, Madonna was here in our town of Vegas to perform Medallion at the Billboard Music Awards. Most people thought, when I first saw it, I kind of thought, it looks like she's lip syncing. Is she? No, she's not. Because they released, or someone released, the mic vocal feed from the show. So you hear her, you hear What's the gentleman's name who sings it with her? Milano?
I can't remember.
You know I'm that. But also, she's complaining. Remember how when Greg was here?
M-U-L-A-M, something like that. Malamu? Malama?
I can't remember. But when Greg Van Cott was here and we were reviewing the video for the first time, and I said, like, she doesn't need FM radio. And then I said the song kind of has that Greek, Latin, Spanish, Portugal feel to
it.
Let's
just get to it.
Let's get to it, okay? And then I'll give you some statistics about it, okay? This is the live feed that was done on the show.
I went back to my 17th year. I allow myself to be naive, to be someone I've never been. I took a sip and had a dream. Tranquila, baby, yo te apoyo. No te hablamos mucho para entrar en rollo. Si quieres ser mi reina, pues yo te corono. Y pa' que te sientes aquí tengo un trono. Me gusta cabalgar, eso está claro. Si sientes que voy rápido, le bajo. Discúlpame, yo sé que eres Madonna, pero te voy a demostrar cómo este perro te enamora.
Ven conmigo, excitación.
Si te llevo con lugar, le gano.
Mamacita, ¿qué te pasa? Mira que ya estamos en mi casa. Si sientes que hay un daño ahí en tu mente, será por el exceso de aguardiente. Pero mami, tranquila, tú solo vacila. Que estamos en Colombia y que rumba en cada esquina. Si tú quieres, nos vamos por Detroit. Si sé de dónde vine, pues sepa dónde voy.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Si te llevo pa' un lugar lejano.
Estás tomando.
Maluma baby, thank you.
Madonna baby.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the MGM Billboard Music Awards performance. The Madonnas that you saw on stage, I thought they were holograms until I read that they were augmented reality, like those games that you put the goggles on. We could see it at home, but the people in the audience could not see it unless they had TV screens on display, which I assume they probably did. Okay? Also, the song Medallion went to top 10 in Greece, Portugal, the Finland, Sweden, Venezuela, Israel, France, Belgium, and in the U.S. it only went top 20 in the U.S. Hot Latin chart. So, like I said, she does have her cult following. She has her niche. She also announced today, as we do our podcast, she is going to do a theater tour. I think, here's my guess, she's going to be doing the theater tour because she's going to do this augmented reality on stage. They're somewhere either with 3D. I don't know how she's going to do it. But somehow there's going to be, put your 3D glasses on and watch Madonna live in front of you. Go ahead.
Well said.
And that is Madonna Unique's number 30. We'll be back soon, and when the future, May 17th, come out, June 7th, Dark Ballet, we will be here.
Can't say more than that because it's the truth. It's